Mother,
I love for the sake of Allah. My question is for Yusuf Estes. You know that you are going to die one day. Alhamdulillah, you are the believer, and inshallah, you will die as a believer. So, some people die as an unbeliever. So, Allah is Alimul Ghaib, and Allah knows the Qadr, and Allah knows everything. How the person will die, and what will be the state of when he will die, whether he will be a believer or not a believer. So, my question is, whether it is justice with Allah, as Allah is a just, it does justice with every individual. So, is it justice for Allah that Allah knows that by His sifat that this person is going to die as an unbeliever, and this person is going to die as a believer? So, is it justice for Allah to create a person? He knows that he is an unbeliever. So, is it justice for Allah to create him as, and he is going to die as an unbeliever? So, is it justice for him to create that person?
Bismillah. Alhamdulillah. As-salatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. The question that you're asking, does something that violates one of my teacher's books that he has on the subject of understanding about the true religion of Allah. And that's Dr. Abu Amina Bilal Phillips. He clearly stated and made it so clear for a poor person like me to understand that when we do this, what you're doing with your statement, with your question has a statement in it. Your question is saying that Allah is not fair. Your question is negating one of the attributes of Allah. His name is Al-Adil, which means absolutely, completely and totally the epitome of the word just. So we cannot say if he's just, we know he is as a Muslim. What we want to ask the question, how does that work? Because we as humans don't understand it. But we don't put Allah on trial. He puts us on trial. So please, as a Muslim, don't make the mistake to challenge Allah in this way. Okay, you got me? Now let's come to the answer. Of course we know whatever he does is just. Whatever he does is fair. We know that because that's his name. But we don't understand it. So what we do, we ask Allah, and I've done it many, many times myself. When I was not Muslim, when I was coming into Islam, after I came to Islam, and even today, and even in since I've been on this stage, asking Allah to guide me, to show me, Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim. Because I know I don't know everything. It's Allah who has all knowledge. He is Al-Alim. He has full knowledge of everything. And I don't. I don't even know an ant's worth of knowledge of this universe. So I'm not challenging Allah, I'm just challenging myself to try to understand more. If that's your question, I want to understand more about it, then the first thing is to ask Allah, Rabbi Zidni Ilma. Oh Allah, increase me in knowledge. Open my heart and my chest and my mind so that I can understand more about this. And then realize that Allah gave everybody what He gave you. And He told you in the Quran, didn't He give you two eyes? Didn't He give you two lips? Didn't He give you a brain to think with? And if He didn't give you a brain to think with, then He won't judge you. If He didn't give you enough capacity to make choices, He'll never ever ask you for what you didn't know. The pen is lifted for the imbecile or for the ignorant. The pen is lifted for the one who is knocked out. He doesn't know what's going on. Only those are being judged who are conscious, aware, cognizant of what they're doing. Is that right or wrong? Okay, based on that, Allah knew before He created everybody what their choices would be, but that didn't stop Him from creating them and give them the choice anyway. Totally and completely on their own, He's allowing them at any point. I'd like to quote for you now two hadiths of the Prophet ﷺ and think about what he said. Because his quotation as a prophet quotes from the Jewish and from the Christian. The first one is, if I'm not misquoting it, Shaykh, catch me if I'm wrong, but is when he told us about Musa, Moses, alayhi salam, who asked the question to Allah, Allah, could Iblis, the devil, And I know I'm a bad guy, okay? But I'm not bad as he is. But could the devil repent? Could the devil repent? And Allah told him, yes, he can. It's his choice. He can repent even now. Even Iblis can repent now, make tawbah. He can, yes. He said, but he'd have to go over to the grave of Adam, alayhi salam, peace be upon him. And he'd have to make the sajda, the prostration that he would not do, which is mentioned in the Quran several times, when he was ordered to bow down and he refused. All creation bowed down at the point where Allah ordered, illa Iblis, except for Iblis. And what did Iblis say? He said, I wouldn't bow down when he was alive. I'm sure not going to do it now when he's dead. Got me? That's the first one. The second one, when Isa, Jesus, alayhi salam, asked Allah a similar question, he said, could Iblis make tawbah? And if he made tawbah, if he repented, would you accept it? And Allah said, yes, he can. He has the choice. And if he did it, I would accept it. Allah would even, how much rahmah do you want? Allah will forgive Iblis, and you know how many people he's misguided. All he has to do is say sincerely, astaghfirullah, and put his head down where he was told to put it down. So look what Allah said to Isa, alayhi salam. Yes, but I already know he won't. When a human being hears this hadith right here and still continues to play games with his belief, he's got it coming, because he now knows better. I want to mention an ayah to you. Allah said in the Quran, وَمَمْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. If anybody desires a way of life, not religion, forget about religion. The word deen means a way of life. If anybody wants to pass through this life on a way other than the one prescribed by Allah, that the way He asks you to do it, if you try to come up with anything other than that, He says, I will not accept it from them. Never will it be accepted of them, and in the hereafter they will be amongst the losers. When this verse comes, read the tafsir, explanation of the Prophet ﷺ. He explained the hadith to say this. If anybody from the Jews and the Christians hears about me and this message of La ilaha illallah, in other words, they understood it, and they reject it, they will be in the nar, and he used the word nar, in the fire of hell. So I'm going to wrap my side of it up. I'm an old man. I got to go to bed, okay? Got some things to do and then go to bed. And all of us should get some rest, get up in the middle of the night and make qiyamul layl to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should do that. And be back here tomorrow for more of this, okay? I just want to make a little dua. I want to ask Allah to forgive me for my very poor way of explaining things. And forgive me for not paying better attention when Shaykh was teaching us these subjects. And I want to ask Allah to forgive me for anything I said to hurt anybody's feelings here tonight, because it wasn't my intention to do that. I wanted to come here to India for the purpose to meet you. You're my brothers. And I love all of you for the sake of Allah so much. And I loved it when you said that. And I want to say also that I hope Allah will guide all the people of India, not just the Muslims. I want Allah to guide everybody. I hope He will. I hope Allah will let them be guided. But they are never going to be guided if they don't want to be. They got to make the choice. So let you and me make a decision that we're going to try to put some honey and sugar around the message to make them attracted to it, instead of vinegar to make people run away from it. Got it? This is going to be our job tomorrow. So see at 4:30, we got a lot about spreading the thing of Islam going around here in India. Hope you'll be with us tomorrow, inshallah. And don't forget the website, islamtomorrow.com. It's open 24 hours a day and plenty of what? Free parking. Okay, jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum.
One word for the brother. You are using the word justice in a wrong way. What is justice? How can someone be unjust? To treat people justly is to treat them in the same way, if they do the same thing. So, Allah created this person, created that person. Is there any injustice here? Same thing. Created this one, created this one. He sent a message to both of them. This one heard the message, that one heard the message. He told them, both of them, if you listen to what I say, if you accept the truth, I will put you in paradise. If you don't, you will go to hellfire. He told both of them this. One of them said, I choose not to accept the truth. And I don't think I will go to paradise, to hellfire. Allah told him he will go. He said, no, I don't believe this. Now, what is unfair about this? What is unfair about this? And how can he...